You know, I've warned you about GLP-1 weight loss injection drugs. You know, there are far smarter ways to manage your weight, such as fitness, exercise, making better food choices, you know, drinking more smoothies and things like that, and having more healthy foods and superfoods. You know the story. Well, there's a headline that showed up at Zero Hedge, and here it is. Quote, "My colon literally blew up. Thousands sue over GLP-1 weight loss drug side effects." And of course, with a headline like that, you can't help but look in there and say, what? A number of people are suing these companies after using Ozempic, Wegovy, is it Wegovy, and Mounjaro. I don't even know how to pronounce some of these is it Wegovy or Wegovy? Anyway, whatever they are, one Maryland truck driver says he suffered an eye stroke, losing vision first in one eye and then the other. That sucks. Can you imagine, like, losing your vision in one eye and thinking, damn, I lost one eye. Good thing I still have the other. And then 2 days later, both. Not good, right? A Louisiana woman developed a serious neurological condition after weeks of vomiting and malnutrition. I don't know about you, but, quote, weeks of vomiting does not sound like a great way to lose weight. Just saying. An Oklahoma real estate agent alleges her colon ruptured without warning. Yeah, I don't think they rupture with warnings, by the way. Alert, rupture imminent. While she was driving her granddaughter home from a softball game. Quote, "My colon blew up. Literally blew up." She's from Oklahoma. "I was trying to slim down and feel healthy, but my colon blew up." Okay, I'm not trying to mock. I'm not going to laugh at this. It's just bizarre. 4,000, I mean, she's the victim, I suppose. But I don't know what is in your colon that caused it to blow up. I mean, I don't even know how a GLP-1 drug could make your colon blow up unless you had something sort of, you know, blow upable already in your colon. What are you eating? I'm sorry. I don't need to go there. Maybe add some fresh fruit to your diet. I don't know. Is that a thing? All three are among the 4,400 plaintiffs who have filed lawsuits against the drugs manufacturers Novo Nordisk and Eli Lilly. And all these cases are now consolidated into federal and state litigation that's going to take years to resolve. I wonder if the websites have to add, like, exploding colon to the list of side effects. Because they already say blindness and cancer and death. But people take the drugs anyway. Would adding exploding colon to the list that already includes death and cancer, would that stop anybody? Or do they even bother to read any of that? They probably don't bother to read it, do they? Mm-mm. An estimated 12% of American adults are currently using GLP-1 medication. Whoa. That's more than 31 million people. That's a lot of exploding colons. Clean up on aisle 5, I tell you what. Prescriptions were 1 million in 2018, and now they're 9 million a year in 2022. And then that doubled again between 2024 and 2025. So, get this. Remember how I said that these drugs paralyze your vagus nerve? Yeah. So 75% of the federal lawsuits include an allegation of what's called gastroparesis, which is stomach paralysis. This is a chronic condition where the stomach slows or stops emptying food into the small intestine. Yeah, because you've paralyzed the vagus nerve. Your stomach broke, okay? And that's why people vomit for weeks, because they eat and the stomach won't empty. See, here's the issue, in my opinion. But, you know, I am a food scientist, so give this some weight. Here's my opinion. These side effects that we're seeing here, these are happening to mostly obese, malnourished people who have very poor health to begin with. And I'm not trying to defend the drug companies here, but I don't think that a healthy person, you know, an overall healthy person that's got good nutrition and good levels of vitamin D and, you know, good levels of fitness, et cetera, and isn't obese, I don't think a healthy person would actually experience these side effects. But then again, if you're already a healthy person and you're fit, you probably wouldn't be injecting with GLP-1, would you? I'm just guessing. So the very people that use this drug are the people who are most at risk of the side effects of the drug, in my opinion. These are people that are already marginally malnourished in terms of nutritional density. They're people who tend to live on junk food, Pop-Tarts and what have you, you know, processed fast food, junk food, basically nutrient depleted food. And so these are people whose colons barely work anyway. I mean, these are people who probably, like, they only have a bowel movement once or twice a week. And, you know, that's a crisis statistic right there. And if you think about it, if you're already only having one bowel movement a week, then at that point, you're only one missed bowel movement away from an exploding colon. Think about it. So I think, again, I'm not trying to blame, you know, the plaintiffs here. I'm just saying that it's probably a bad idea to keep eating a bunch of processed junk food and having a very poor lifestyle and then think that you're going to solve it with an injection of a big pharma, you know, venom peptide, basically, that paralyzes your vagus nerve. That is probably a bad idea. Just saying. And not only are the health implications of all of this rather catastrophic if you're already in bad shape and then you get hit with these drugs, but also, you know, exploding colons as you're driving home, that also really harms the resale value of your vehicle, it turns out. One plaintiff alleges in their lawsuit so-called Wernicke's encephalopathy, which is a neurological condition that's known to be caused by a deficiency of vitamin B1. So, of course, I have the question, why don't you take vitamin B1? But no. Oh, you're not a doctor. You can't prescribe vitamins. Okay. Well, enjoy your exploding colon. I mean, you could take vitamins. Again, not trying to blame the plaintiffs here. Just saying there are better ways to achieve health. Some of them involve taking nutritional supplements. You know, have any of these people had their vitamin D levels checked or their B vitamins checked or calcium or magnesium, etc.? I bet you they haven't seen a superfood forever. They don't even know what superfoods are. In Louisiana, this one plaintiff says that his wife developed permanent brain damage after months of vomiting while taking one of the drugs, Mounjaro. I mean, my goodness, that sounds horrible. Months of vomiting. That probably would cause brain damage. Did they keep taking the Mounjaro? Is that what it's called? Mounjaro? I'm just wondering, if you start to have negative side effects, do these people keep taking the injections? Do they keep eating processed junk food? You know, maybe what they need is like a crash course from, you know, the health ranger, like how to make healthy food choices. Here, let's talk about ingredients. Let's talk about how to just be smarter in the grocery store. What are you eating? You know, but that's not allowed in the medical system. Oh, food has nothing to do with your health. That's what doctors say. You know, even to this day, they still say that. Not all of them, but many of them do. Oh, even Oprah said, like, obesity isn't not up to you, not your fault. Obesity, it's because of your genes. Okay, well, if there are genetic influences, I'm pretty sure your genes can't control your hand. And you can still make better food choices because don't you control what you buy at the grocery store? Don't you control what's in your refrigerator? Who's got the fork in your hand? Who's got that? That's you. That's you. Use the fork wisely. Use the forks, Luke. Sorry. Okay. Enough. So anyway, I think obviously there are no shortcuts to lasting health. You know me. I've been advocating clean foods and healthy foods and nutrient-dense foods for 25 years. And I don't jab myself with these things to try to look, you know, extremely thin in my waist. I don't care. I really don't even care. I don't weigh myself at all. What do? I go out and jog now. I'm able to jog an hour at a time. Thank goodness. You know, because of some of the healing peptides that I discovered a year ago. I'm out there lifting kettlebells. I was out there in 20 degree weather recently lifting kettlebells with gloves on because I only work out in the forest. I'm just saying, I don't take shortcuts either. I put in the work. I make the smoothies. I buy the healthy foods. I shop organic. I do the exercise. I drink clean rainwater. You know, I take the high-end supplements. I'm taking black cumin seed oil. I'm doing turmeric. I'm doing, you know, broccoli sprout powder and all the amazing high-density, high-nutrient-density products that we sell, healthrangerstore.com. I built the store around all the products that can help you maintain your health so that you don't need shortcuts from prescription drugs or injections or bariatric surgery or whatever. There are far smarter ways that you can get the nutrition you need, maintain good body health, good cognitive function, good longevity, you know, good sleep, good sex. You know, life is better when you're healthier. I built a whole product line to help you do that. And you can find those at healthrangerstore.com. And it's pristine. We do all the lab testing. Almost everything's certified organic. And nowhere do we sell GLP-1. In fact, we don't sell anything that's injectable, period. So it's very simple. You want to be healthy, make good, healthy choices, and shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. And I guess we'll have to watch and see what happens with the case of the exploding colon. If you have exploding colon syndrome, you might want to look at what is in your pantry. I mean, I'm curious. All right, anyway, thanks for listening.
Start your day right with our organic hand-roasted whole bean coffee. Low acid, smooth and bold. Lab-tested and ethically sourced. Taste the difference. Only at HealthRangerStore.com.